Okay, I'd like to call the meeting of the board of Friday, January 17, 2020 to order. Ask for a roll call.
Mr. Butler?
I'm here.
Dr. Savalas, can do.
Here.
Mr. Dagley?
Here.
Dr. Eagle?
Yeah, here.
Ms. Jacobson?
Here.
Ms. Jones?
Present.
Dr. King? Ms. Lang? Dr. Mobley Smith? Mr. Simmons?
Present by phone.
Ms. Smart? So we do have a quorum.
We do have a quorum, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
The next item of business is consideration of participation by other Merit Board members not physically present at the meeting site. We already heard about Mr. Simmons, and due to the closing of university, Mr. Butler, and what was the other? Was he the only one?
He's the only one, yes.
So I have a motion to allow for him to participate in this meeting today, not because it was his fault. Act of God.
So moved.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Mr. Butler and Ms. Jones?
Do I need a, just a yes or no, or do I need a call roll?
Just all in favor or all opposed?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Mr. Simmons, thank you for joining us. Hope you're safe.
Thank you all for the vote.
Oh, at this time, the Merit Board has an opportunity for reorganization. This is, I believe, yearly.
Correct.
Where we elect officers. We have the officers of positions of the chair, the vice chair, and two additional members to serve on the executive committee. The Merit Board is also required to appoint a secretary for the Merit Board. At this time, I will invoke nominations for the chair, the position of the chair. And I have a nomination. I would like to nominate Julie Annette Jones for the position of chair of the Merit Board of Illinois, State University of Illinois. Are there other nominations? Do we have that one?
Oops. Teresa, Bob?
No, we just need a...
Oh, okay.
Are there, I just asked for other nominations. Did you hear what I...
Yes, yes.
Oh.
We just need a second on that?
A second.
Well, okay, do I need a second?
Yes, we got a second.
Okay, thank you. Are there other nominations?
Looking for other nominations for chair?
For chair. Okay, seeing none, may I take a vote? Well, I'll take a vote on the chair position. All those, is a voice vote? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Prepare to be the leader. Is this a, yeah?
She should.
Can you just vote? All those in favor of Dr. Julie Annette Jones to be chair of the University Civil Service Merit Board, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I would like a congratulations to our new chairperson of the University of Illinois.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I will turn over my, you want me to move or you?
I'm good right here.
Okay.
You're good right here. Okay, so that mean I'm taking over the agenda right now, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so, wow, I guess I should have had some prep for this, but okay.
That's fine. Again, we are a little miscombobulated in this particular meeting with everything that has happened last week.
Okay, so we've already done two, we've already done three.
Yeah, we're in the middle of three, if you...
Yeah, okay.
Please.
Okay, we have to, actually, we're in the middle of three. Because we have to get other people.
You need a vice chair.
Okay, so I am accepting nominations for vice chair. Do we have any nominations? Vice chair?
does our current vice chair wish to continue?
Absolutely, I'd be honored.
Okay, so we're nominating.
I would happily nominate Cherry Eagle as vice chair.
Okay, we have a Chair Butler, I'm sorry, we have a Board Member Butler nominating our vice chair, Cherry Eagle, to continue. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second.
Do we have any names, Mr. Ceballos, come now?
What'd she say?
It'll be both a pronunciation and spelling test.
We have a second, all those in favor? Oh, any other nominations? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Congratulations, Vice Chair.
Thank you.
Next, we have Executive Committee. Any nominations for the Executive Committee?
Because there are two.
You can do it.
I would like to nominate Marion Smith and Jill Smart, who is the former chair.
Just for a point of clarity, they don't have to be here to be nominated?
You do not.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure. So we have Marion Smith and?
Jill Smart.
Jill Smart, okay. Do we have a second to the nominations for Executive Committee? We can take them one at a time. For the first one, we have Marion Smith, do I have a second?
Sir.
Okay, so all those in favor of Marion Smith as Executive Committee signify by aye?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Okay, do we have a second for Jill Smart for Executive Committee? Second? Okay, we have a second, all those in favor signify by aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, so we have now our full cadre of new members, or not new members, but new officers, our Chair, myself, Julie Annette Jones, Vice Chair, Cherry Eagle has graciously agreed to continue in that position, thank you. Executive Committee, we have Marion Smith and Jill Smart. Oh, Secretary, that one's not listed on there, okay. Do we have any nominations for Secretary?
We would nominate, as far as from the Director's perspective, to maintain Teresa Rademacher from our office as Secretary.
Okay, do we have a second for that?
Second.
All right, all those in favor signify by aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? Congratulations, Teresa, you will continue on in that position.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to item four in our.
Also, as we get started, I apologize, Julie. I would, we have, though he's technically been part of the Board for two meetings, Mr. Dively, Joe Dively, is at the Urbana location down there, and I don't know, Mr. Dively, if you would mind taking a 30-second background for yourself. He is representing Eastern Illinois University, and if you would give a quick 30-second background, I should have done that at the beginning, and I apologize for missing it.
Sure, glad to be a part of the Board. Born and raised in Charleston, I was a townie, went to school at Eastern, after being away for 10 years, moved back to Charleston. I work for First Mid Bank and Trust in Mattoon. I've been active on the Eastern campus with the Alumni Association and Foundation and Business School. And I think about 8 years into my trustee role at EIU. So glad to be a part of this group. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Welcome.
Hello, Joe.
Yeah.
Hello, John.
Nice to be among friends, right?
Yeah.
Okay, are we ready to move on to item four?
Yes.
Okay, we have received this information in the packets that we received in the mail. We have a preliminary draft of the minutes from the 210th meeting of the Merit Board held on December 17th, 2019. The action that we're requesting is that the Merit Board approve those minutes of the Merit Board as they're submitted. I guess first I will ask, are there any revisions or changes, that modifications needed to what was submitted as the minutes for that meeting? Hearing none, do we have anyone who wants to make a motion that we accept those minutes as they were received?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, all those in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes of the last meeting are accepted as they were submitted. The next item on the agenda, item five, Article 5, Section 5 of the bylaws of the University of Civil Service Merit Board provides guidelines for personal appearances before the merit board. As of the mailing of this material, the university has not received any requests. Do we have any requests? Do we have anyone who signed up to do public comments today?
None in Urbana.
Okay, and we have none in Chicago as well. The merit board grants any request to present public comments and allow speaker to address the merit board or to take any action as necessary consistent with the bylaws of the University Civil Service Merit Board. Seeing that we have no one who has signed up for public comments, we're going to move on to the next agenda item. The next item is agenda item six. It's the consideration of discharge proceedings number UIC 1917 filed against Jameda Underwood by the University of Illinois at Chicago. The action here, we have a summary that we've all been provided.
Do I read the summary?
No. Okay.
You can just hand it to me.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to turn that over to our board counsel.
University of Illinois at Chicago filed written charges for discharge against Jameda Underwood on June 6, 2019. Ms. Underwood, a building service worker at UIC, since September 13, 2015, made a timely request for a discharge hearing. UIC filed four charges against Ms. Underwood: job abandonment, failure to adhere to the department's order to report to work, failure to adhere to the department's call-in procedures, and unexcused and unauthorized absences. The hearing officer, Tim Kern, found that the employer met its burden of proof on all four charges against Ms. Underwood. At its December 17, 2019 meeting, this merit board went into closed session as provided in the exception permitting such sessions to deliberate evidence or testimony presented in open hearing pursuant to the Open Meetings Act, 5 ILSC 120-24. Upon returning to open meeting on December 17, 2019, this merit board laid on the table the decision in this discharge matter. The pending question is to resume consideration of this discharge.
Okay, so we're going to resume, so.
So I have for the board members here the decision matrices, if it's helpful at all. Board members elsewhere. So at this point, we are looking for.
I think she's looking, yeah.
A decision.
That's behind there.
Okay, so at this moment, we're going to see if there's any discussion, if anyone has any questions or comments that they would like to pose.
There.
Thank you.
Can I take the decision in executive session? No, I'm not going to do the discussion. That would be up to the board.
Okay, does anyone want to entertain that we go into executive session to discuss this and have further conversation regarding this, or is everyone ready to proceed during the meeting and make a decision?
I have some clarification questions, just as to what the different orders are. So there appears to be three. Can you summarize for the record what those three orders would, what the findings are? It seems as though the first one.
The initial findings of fact, which were prepared and submitted by the first hearing officer, were stricken from the record because that hearing officer considered matter not of the record.
Sure, but if we vote to support this decision and order, what are we voting to support versus the other decision?
I'm sorry.
So these are options.
Right? Yes, the board has three options. I'm sorry, I totally misunderstood the question. I could answer something else instead of answering the one you asked me. So there are three options that the board has. The board can reinstate the employee, Ms. Underwood, without any loss of compensation. That's option one. Option two, the board can suspend Ms. Underwood from a period of 3 to 120 days. And after that suspension has been served, she will then be reinstated.
Okay.
or the board would discharge. Those are the three options the board has.
And so the first order here is a discharge order?
I believe that's correct. Yes, that's correct.
And from that, Mr. Butler, from that standpoint, those are put in your packet just as references. There is not that one is the first one or the recommended one, and two is the second recommended. It is just, it is literally just put in your packet for information. There is no, there should be no weight given to...
The order that they're in.
Right, the order they're in. There's no weight whatsoever for that. It's just, you know, you have to put one in one place and one in another.
Any other questions or concerns? Do we have any from the folks who are joining us via the conference?
None here.
No.
We lost our video again.
Well, we have it, it's just very small.
I think they need to...
They need to tap something.
Tap something, and then we can see you guys and live in effect.
Can you see us?
There we go. There we go, thank you. We have to delegate a tapper there to make sure we keep you guys on.
I'm the new guy, I can do that.
Okay. So do we have, I guess we need a motion? Do we have a motion for any one of these, procedures or which? I don't know, I'm getting a little tongue-tied, I'm sorry.
Should have been more prepared.
So does anyone have a motion either? We have the three options here. It's reinstate with no loss in compensation. It's reinstate with suspension up from 3 to 120 days, or it is for a discharge. And I'm entertaining motions for any one of those three right now.
You know, I'm new at these, but I just by looking at the information that I receive, I would suggest option two, which is suspension for some time, can extend after a number of days.
I didn't follow that.
We couldn't hear it.
I did not hear that.
I'm sorry, he said that being new, he's not sure how, you know, necessarily to approach this, but he said, based on what he's reviewed in the record, his recommendation would be that we reinstate with some sort of suspension, but the length of suspension was not addressed just yet, but that was the recommendation we received. You have anyone else who wants to second that? I guess that's a motion. It's a motion, correct? So anyone have a second to that motion?
It's not clear to me what the suspension...
I was just about to say, so I don't know if we want to deal with this and if it matters if we talk about it and then we talk about the length of time of suspension, if we agree that that's the appropriate, you know, remedy, or do we want to talk about the length of suspension first before we move on that motion?
You would probably, for the clarity's sake, have the motion be what you also would believe a appropriate suspension would be. Again, somebody may discuss one thing, and if it was a recommendation of 4 days, may have a very different take than if it was 100 days or vice versa, one way or the other. So I would ask, or I would think it would be best on your behalf that the motion actually say to reinstate with a X suspension, whatever.
And I will give you the first opportunity to discuss what those days should be, since it is your motion, if you have any feelings toward what those days might be. And then after that, if anyone else has any discussion toward that, we can certainly entertain that.
Well, I would say that maybe 30 days is what I would suggest.
How many days has it been already? Yes, ma'am. She was suspended. She's on suspension. She is presently on unpaid suspension.
It's from the middle of the summer.
In the middle of summer.
So what would it affect?
Gail, June 11th.
Thank you.
And
that's business days.
I mean, she has been out for hundreds of days as far as on suspension.
Okay, so Director Brumfield, how does that work? You were going to give us the explanation.
Right, so what would happen with that is, again, looking at the June 11th date, is that if there was a 30-day suspension at that point in time, those 30 days she has been on suspension, there would be no back pay for that. If, again, and again, to use round figures to make sure everyone understands, let's say based on the 30-day suspension, July the 12th, then would become the 30 days, all right? Then from July 12th to date, there would be back pay afforded to Ms. Underwood, and she would be required, obviously, to return to her job, and I believe it's within, within 30 days, I believe it is, the university has to put her back, is what I'm saying, to do that. So she would receive then back pay from approximately the middle of July until, in essence, today, as far as the way to calculate that, is the best, again, kind of back of the envelope explanation I can provide.
Thank you. So do we have any discussion about the feelings about the 30 days? I just want some feedback from the rest of the board members. Are you leaning toward, yes, the reinstatement with suspension, but there's a question surrounding the 30 days? Do we have any discussion around that? Or if not, I'm looking for a second for this motion.
A point of order. Under what circumstances would we go into closed session as opposed to not go into closed session to deliberate on a matter of this sort?
A board may go into closed session to deliberate evidence or testimony taken in an open hearing. You may not go into closed session to decide.
So you can discuss, you can't decide.
So
you can discuss the ramifications, right. Councilman Sherman, things correct. You can discuss the ramifications of this, but you would have to come back out of closed session and say we are going to vote XYZ, or we're going to vote for the suspension or this reinstatement or this discharge or whatever. So that would have to be done in public. But any discussion or deliberation can be done in the executive session. Again, Council, correct me if I'm wrong, the board has to make a motion to do that. Obviously, you all will have to vote.
That's correct.
50% plus one to go into closed session.
So I'm going to revisit the question that I had earlier, because maybe now we do have a need to do this. If anyone wants to make a motion that we do go into closed session for discussion, I would need a motion for that, and I would need a second and a vote.
I move to go into closed session.
Okay, we have a motion from Ms. Eagle. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second from Mr. Butler. Do all those in favor signify with aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so we have a vote that carried that we are going to go into executive session, not to vote on this matter, but again, to have discussion and clarity, and we will come back into open session to give our final deliberation.
And for the sake of the record, if I may, we're going into closed session pursuant to Illinois Open Meetings Act 5 ILSC 120/2 paragraph 4, an exception which allows a closed session to deliberate evidence or testimony presented in an open hearing.
Okay, thank you everyone for your patience while we had our discussion in executive session. We currently have a motion on the floor, and the motion on the floor was for reinstatement with a suspension of 30 days. Do we have a second for that motion? Seeing that we have no second, that motion does not carry. Do we have another motion that is going to be made today?
This is Joe Dively. I'd make a motion for discharge.
I second it.
Okay, we have a motion for a discharge by Mr. Dively. We have a second. All those in favor,
We'll do roll call.
Okay, thank you.
We'll do roll call. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Mr. Dively?
Yes.
Dr. Eagle?
Yes.
Ms. Jacobson?
Yes.
Ms. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Butler?
Yes.
Dr. Savalas Candid?
No.
Motion carried.
Mr. Simmons?
Mr. Simmons?
Oh, Mr. Simmons. I'm sorry, Mr. Simmons.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Teresa, now that you have everybody.
Yes. Motion carried.
Okay, so that motion carries. So the order from the board will be for a discharge in this matter.
Is that all we need?
Yes. Executive Chair?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move on to the next agenda item, which is number 7. That's executive session. I'm sorry. Okay, so we're going to go back into executive session.
I can give you another.
Oh, and we need a motion for executive session. Well, just give me one second about the executive session so I can say where we're going. The Marriott Board will formally adjourn to private executive session to discuss security matters. Section 5 ILCS 120 2C8 of the Open Meetings Act provides an exemption to allow for this action. At this point now, I'm requesting a motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Any opposed? We will now move into executive session solely to discuss security matters. We are back in our general board meeting today, and the next item on the agenda is agenda item number 8, consideration of the 2020 schedule of meetings for the Marriott Board. In summary, the recommended dates for the three meetings are Thursday, April 2nd, 2020 at 1:00 p.m., Thursday, August 13th, 2020 at 1:00 p.m., Thursday, November 19th, 2020 at 1:00 p.m. We are seeking the action that the Marriott Board, I'm assuming everyone saw these dates and checked their calendar to see their availability. I would like to entertain a motion that these dates be accepted in a second.
I move that we accept the three dates that have been proposed.
We have a motion, we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion?
Well, I will miss the November 19th one. Any ideas for you?
I will also. And on that question, I just wondered if the members of the board could say, are Thursdays their board meeting days? Like, it's always a Thursday for us.
Ours is Friday morning.
Okay.
Yeah, ours is Friday.
Ours is Wednesday afternoon and Thursday.
Mine is Tuesday.
So we're all, the only day that's safe is Monday.
Sunday.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. I think that we found that sometimes getting all of you high-powered, important people together is like herding cats. But as long as we have a quorum, I think we'll be okay. So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. So the dates for our meetings for 2020 are April 2nd, August 13th, and November 19th. Okay, I think I'm about to be off the hot seat. The last agenda item is just submitted for information. The next meeting of the Marriott Board is scheduled, since we just confirmed that, for Thursday, April 2nd, 2020, beginning at 1:00 p.m. Does anyone have any questions, comments, concerns, anything they want to address with the board before I entertain a motion for adjournment and a second and a vote on that?
I have one last quick announcement, just so that you all know. Myself and Gail and some of the other staff met with JCAR. As you know, we have a huge kind of pending item out there for the discharge rule. We did meet with them last week, Gail, I think it was. So by the time of your next meeting, that will be officially submitted to JCAR for the beginning of our official notice period and our official discussion period. So that will certainly be on your agenda. We also will be meeting again with our HR directors, our employee advisory groups, union groups, and so on in between those times, again, for now, official comments. And anything now that we want to see as we talk about discharges, anything that we would like to see that needs to be part of the record each and every time, on occasions or whatever, this would be the time we can make those kind of comments. So thank you, Julie. I just wanted to make that one last comment. So we do have now an opportunity to make official records or official comments on the record for discharge, and we can modify it in any way we choose to modify it. We can, as much as we don't want to, we technically could start from zero and start over again, and it would hurt Gail's heart, but we could do that.
It's not just Gail's. Okay, so I would just like to echo what Executive Brownfield has said. We've had, in my long tenure here on the board, I joke, I've only had a couple meetings here as well. We've had some discussion amongst the board members where there are things that we would like to see in the dismissal process. And so here is the time for each of the board members to reach out to our executive director. And if we have questions or concerns or things that we would like to see, As they say, now is the time. So this is the time to get that information over so that we can start discussing it. So if certain things are coming up all the time that we would like to see, and then we feel that these things are important enough that we would like to see them as part of the record when we receive these cases to decide on, now is the time. Now is the time to give that information. So I would implore each board member to kind of give some serious thought to that. I'm going to pick on Mr. Dively in your one meeting. If you see there was anything lacking in the record, to make sure that we let our executive director and general counsel know so that they can work on getting those things out and we can discuss them as a board.
And in all honesty, if I don't hear from you, you will hear from me. We will be setting up meetings, individual meetings, with all of you, all 11 of you at different times, not only for this, but others. And we will bring you information, again, from your HR directors, from your employee folks, and anywhere else that we gather it. So again, if you contact us, we appreciate that the most, but we will be contacting you, I promise, because this is a process that needs to be revised, needs to be updated. And we will also be, and she didn't realize this, we also will be picking on our chair to meet with all of our HR directors. They have requested a meeting with her about this particular topic. So Julie, I will get with you with some dates and we will look to do that here more sooner than later as we start this process too.
Okay, thank you. So again, I guess not only are you on notice, not only yes. are you being, you're being volunteered and voluntold yes. at the same time that your yes. feedback will be requested.
Yes.
Can we have a motion for adjournment?
I move. So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you everyone for your time this afternoon and everyone have a wonderful weekend.
Safe enough.